Actually, I have a tape. I didn't bring it with me to Beograd, but I have it in Hungary. It's just the sounds of the Vrindavan forest.
Imam kasetu koja mi je ostala u Budimpešti. To je samo zvuci iz šume Vrindavan.
It's very nice.
Jako je.
When you hear it, you are immediately in a spiritual atmosphere.
Čim to čujete, odmah ste u duhovnoj atmosferi.
If you want, I can send one tape to Madonna Radia and we can copy it for all the devotees.
Ako želite, mogu jednu drugu pošaljem Madonna Radia i onda možemo to čuvati sa sve vas te množimo.
Like Prabhupada says, was the chirping and cooing of birds like cuckoos. You hear cuckoo.
Kao što je Prabhupada kaže da su zvijezde su kodine drugim pčele ptice i ostale su veliki lašo.
Yes. The sound cuckoo means who are you?
Zvuk cuckoo znači ko si ti?
Yes. So, Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Smada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyari Shatarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Karunika Nanda Shri Adita Gadara Shiva Sangora Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. In the verse which we are reading today is a nice introduction to our subject. That is, I shall speak about these confidential subjects for you, to you, for spiritual masters explain to a submissive disciple even subject matters that are very confidential and difficult to understand.
U današnjem stihu ima jako lep uvod u našu lekciju, jer ovdje se kaže objasniš li te djelatnosti, jer duhovni učitelji objašnjavaju poniznom učeniku čak i vrlo poverljive stvari koje je teško shvatiti.
This will be the subject matter of our discussion today.
To će biti predmet naše diskusije danas.
I want to continue with our little seminar which we started yesterday morning about the life and teachings of Srila Prabhupada, and today I discuss with you how Srila Prabhupada met his own eternal spiritual master, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
Želim da nastavim seminar koji smo počeli učer ujutru i da malo objasnim o tome kako je Srila Prabhupada sreo svog duhovnog učitelja, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur.
It was in 1922 when Srila Prabhupada, who was then called Abbe Babu, went with a friend called Narendra Mulik in the streets of Ultadanga.
To je bilo 1922 godine kada je Srila Prabhupada, koga su tada zvali Abbe Babu, došao sa svojim prijateljem Narendra Mulikom do mesta koje se zvalo
Ultadanga. Ultadanga, yes. That's a suburb of Calcutta.
To je predgrađe Calcutta.
Now, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had there something which you could call a small temple, almost like a Namahata center.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta je tamo imao jedan mali hram koji je bio nešto kao, skoro kao Namahata center.
And when he used to come from Mayapur, where he lived in the Chaitanya mat, when he came to Calcutta, he gave lectures there, and the elite of society was coming to hear him.
On je živao u Čekina Marku Zatru i kad bi došao tamo, onda bi elita društvena dolazila da ga sluša.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was a very powerful and well respected acharya.
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta je bio veoma moćan i veoma poštovan acharya.
To give you a little insight into this great personality, let me tell you how the Leela, how once a well-known scholar came to him in Mayapur to become his disciple.
da bi nam samo jedan mali uvid u to dao. Reći ću vam kako je jedan veliki učenjak došao i posjetio ga u Mysore.
This scholar practically knew all the Vedic scriptures by heart, backwards and forwards. It was amazing. He had a photographic brain.
Taj učenjak je imao sposobnost fotografskog pamćenja, znao je čitave vede od napred i od nazad.
So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur took him on a tour to show him all the different aspects of the Chaitanya Math, the Gurukul, the library, the lecture hall, of course the temple room.
Bhakti Siddhanta je poveo da mu pokaže različite delove Chaitanya Matha, temple room, Gurukul i
And finally he took him to the Goshala.
I na kraju ga je odveo u Goshala.
That's where all the cows are. There was a little brahmachari, maybe like Sudarshan, who was cleaning the goshala from the dung of the cows.
And there was a little brahmachari, like Sudarshan, who was cleaning the goshala from the dung.
And then Bhakti Siddhanta, who had all the time watched the scholar, who was quite proud of his scholarship, said something which is typical for him.
I Bhakti Siddhanta koji je posmatrao tog učenjaka i primetio da je on prilično ponosan na svoje znanje, rekao mu je nešto.
Said, you want to become my disciple.
Dakle, želiš da postaneš moj učenik.
But I advise you, you first learn the Srimad Bhagavatam from this brahmachari who cleans the
cowshed.
Now, this is very typical for Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, because he is a Prabhupada referred to him as Singha Guru, the Lion Guru. Who would not tolerate the Lajanan ego. Sorry, said the wrong word. The false ego. He would always take great care to take that away, knowing that it was a wall between us and the Lord.
I on je uvek to sa velikom pažnjom radio i da znao da će na taj način ukloniti taj veliki zid koji nas razdvaja od gospodina.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur had many famous disciples, some of them were kings.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta imao mnoge učenike koji su bili poznati, čak su neki bili kraljevi.
He was a very, very intelligent personality and extremely powerful. When he would give lectures, sometimes up to 20,000 people came to hear him.
On je bio veoma, veoma moćna osoba i veoma inteligentna. Ponekad kad bi davao lekcije, došlo bi do 20,000 ljudi.
After one of such lectures, the people were so wonderful, they were so impressed that they washed his feet and wanted to distribute the water to the many people who attended the lecture.
Jednom postane takve lekcije, ljudi su mu obrali stopala i onda su želi da podele tu vodu ljudima.
So he did not tolerate that, because he as a humble Vaishnava, he didn't want that his feet are washed and the water is distributed.
I on, pošto je bio veoma ponizni Vaishnava, nije želeo tako nešto da toleriše, da se njegova stopala peru da su udeli ljudima.
But they took him by force and then they made two bathing tubs full of water.
I oni su ga ipak na silu uhvatili i onda su napravili dve posude sa vodom.
However, there were so many people who wanted to drink the water from the lotus feet of the pure devotee that they would bring bucket after bucket of water to dilute it, to make it more.
Ali toliko je mnogo bilo ljudi koji su želeli da piju vodu, sad su istopila čistog bakte, da su non stop dodavali vodu kako bi stalno držali puno.
Sometimes when Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur would see Mayavadi sannyasis on the other side of the road, he would run to them and physically take them and shake them. Why do you say this nonsense that the Lord has no form, no eyes to see, no mouth to eat? Why do you say this? I can't understand you.
nekad bi vidio nekog majavadija s druge sedmice, dotočio bi do njega i uhvatio bi ga, i onda bi ga prodemo i rekao bi, slušaj ti, zašto govoriš da gospodin nema oblik, da on nema oči, da ne može da gleda, da nema usta da jede, zašto to govoriš?
Yeah, he was so powerful, he, these majavadis became highly afraid of him. So, when he was lecturing in Ultadanga, Narendra Mulik went with Srila Prabhupada past, you know, in that area. And he said, come, I bring you to a sadhu, which is very extraordinary. So it is very interesting to note that Prabhupada at first didn't want to go. In his youth, he had seen, for instance, how once there was a beggar living next door, and when he went, you know, to start the day of begging, he dressed himself in the clothes of a sannyasi.
I jednom prilikom je imao da imao je priliku vidjeti kada je bio mlad, kako je neki njegov komšija koji je bio znači prosjak, kada je krenuo da prosi, oblačili su obuću sanjasija.
You know, like maybe a car mechanic dresses in this overall. So he thought as a with a sanjas dress, people would give more to him.
I taj kao primjer automehaničar koji se oblači onaj kosti, onaj priko, sličan način, taj čovjek je mislio, ako se obuče kao sam, ja se će dobiti više para.
Čita.
On je bio varalica.
So, he didn't, he had these experiences and he really didn't want to go.
Imao to iskustvo i nije bio, nije želio.
But his friend said, no, he is an extraordinary.
Ali njegov prijatelj rekao, ne, ovo je jedan
you must see him.
Moraš da ga vidiš.
And he pulled him by the arm. When Srila Prabhupada entered the room, he, as it is customarily done, paid his obeisances to the sadhu.
Kako su ušli u tu prostoriju, Srila Prabhupada je odao svoje poštovanje, kao što je to tradicionalno, da se odao poštovanje sadhu.
And as he was still, you know, in the obeisances, just coming out of the obeisances, he heard Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur say, you are an educated young man.
I kako je još dao poštovanje i kako se podizao, već u tom trenutku je čuo kako Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati kaže, ti si mlad, obrazovan čovjek.
You should spread this teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to the English speaking world. Prabhupada later commented this meeting in the following words. My spiritual master found something in me. Therefore, in our very first meeting, he told me, you are educated young men, you should preach in the West.
Moj duhovni učitelj je odmah primetio nešto u meni i rekao je prilikom prvog našeg sastanka, ti si mlad obrazovani čovjek, zato trebaš da propovedaš ovu poruku na zapadu.
And he commented also, who knew that I would meet Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur?
I također je rekao, ko je znao da ću ja sresti Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur?
Who knew that I would meet all of you? He indicated his disciples. These are all Krishna's arrangements. To meet a spiritual master who instructs us in the science and also practice of Krishna consciousness is very rare.
Sresti duhovnog učitelja koji nam može dati instrukcije da se bavimo svjesnošću Krišne je vrlo redko.
In Shastra, the example has been given of a konača, sorry, a tortoise, which once in a year emerges from the depths of the ocean to gasp fresh air.
I primjer koji je dat je primjer konače koja iz dubine okeana izlazi da bi uzela svež vazduh.
Now imagine that at the moment where the head of the konača, sorry, the tortoise goes through the ocean, a plank drifts by with a little hole in it, and just when the tortoise emerges, it goes through the whole.
I taj primjer je u tome da kada zakonjača izlazi na površinu vode, da se baš u tom trenutku nađe neka daščica koja ima rupu u spini, da zakonjača otvori svoju glavu kada želi da udahne vazduh, baš u tom trenutku.
Imagine.
Zamislite to.
This is extremely rare, isn't it?
To je nevjerojatno rijetko, zar ne?
Gora Bhavana. Now, just as rare is it when a soul who finally comes up to the human form of life meets the spiritual master.
Na sličan način, isto toliko je redko da osoba koja je dostigla ljudski oblik života sretne vjerodostojnog duhovnog učitelja.
In the Srimad Bhagavatam, this has been expressed in the following words.
U Srimad Bhagavatam se to opisuje na sljedeći način.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead is always anxious to elevate the living entities who are his parts and parcels.
Svevišnja Božanska ličnost je uvek želja da uzdigne svoje deliće koji su
parcels, yes. And for their special benefit, the Lord travels all over the world in the form of self-realized persons.
Gospodin putuje širom čitavog sveta u obliku samospoznatih osoba.
In other words, we can actually meet Krishna in the form of the pure devotee.
Drugim rečima, možemo da sretnemo Krishnu u obliku čistog bhakte.
In that pure devotee, Krishna has invested a special energy of his, which is called the Kripa Shakti.
U tom obliku čistog bhakte, Krishna manifestuje svoju specijalnu energiju koja se zove Kripa Shakti.
Yes, and when a person comes in contact with this Kripa Shakti, he can also be elevated to become a devotee, if he doesn't run away.
I ako osoba dođe u kontakt sa tom Kripa Shakti, onda može isto postane čist bhakta ukoliko ne pobegne.
Here Prabhupada comments this. He says, the devotees are representatives of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and to elevate the conditioned souls to their original consciousness, they travel all over the universes.
I kaže se da bhakte, čisti bhakte, oni putuju širom čitavog univerzuma da bi prosvetili pale duše.
To enlighten the conditioned souls about Krishna consciousness.
Da bi uzdigli i prosvetili do svjesnosti Krishna.
See, and they carry the Supreme Personality of Godhead as their friend in the heart.
Oni nose svevišnju božansku ličnost kao svog prijatelja u srcu.
Krishna is within all of our hearts.
Krishna je u našim srcima.
But most of us have chosen to ignore him.
Ali najveća većina nas je odabralo da ga ignoriše.
And therefore our relationship is not actively developed as far as our side of it is concerned.
I zbog toga naš odnos nije u potpunosti razvijen, barem sa našim strane.
So when this meeting of Srila Prabhupada with his eternal spiritual master is very important.
Tako da je taj susret Srila Prabhupada sa njegovim večnim duhovnim učiteljem veoma važan.
And we can learn from Srila Prabhupada's meeting here how it went.
I možemo iz tog susreta da vidimo kako se to desilo.
Prabhupada had an intellectual doubt. See, at that time he was fully with Gandhi's movement. And he said, what if we start preaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, who will listen to us as long as India is a dependent nature, a nation, as long as it is the slave of the British Empire?
I rekao je, mi možemo da propovedamo poruku Čitanja Mahaprabhu, ali ko će nas slušati ukoliko smo mi još uvijek pod vlašću Britanske imperije?
Who will hear your Čitanja Mahaprabhu's message? He said to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati.
Ko će čuti tvoju poruku Čitanja Mahaprabhu, a to je rekao što Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati.
Who will learn from a slave?
Ko će da uči od roba?
India, huh?
India.
Yes. Let India become free and then preach.
Prvo nek se Indija oslobodi, a onda nek propoveda.
But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur answered from the transcendental level. No, it cannot wait. In the Bhagavatam, there is an interesting verse which says that there is no greater obstacle to self-realization than to think that anything else is more important.
U Bhagavatamu kaže da nema veće prepreke za samospoznaju ukoliko neko koliko osoba misli da postoji nešto drugo što je važnije od samospoznaje.
It cannot wait.
To ne može da čeka.
You only have limited time.
Imate samo ograničeno vrijeme.
You can't say, oh, now I'm sick.
Ne možete reći, sad sam bolestan.
I can't change my rounds.
Ne mogu da mantram svoj problem.
You cannot say, oh, now I want to marry.
Ne možete da kažete, hoćete se oženiti.
Now I really have other things to think about.
Ne možete da kažete, sada imam druge stvari s kojima se zanimam.
Or now is war.
Ili sad je rat.
No, immediately you must take to Krishna consciousness if you have the possibility to do it.
Ne, nego odmah morate da uzmete učešće u svesnosti Krišne ukoliko imate mogućnosti tako nešto.
It cannot wait for a good political climate.
Ne može da čeka dobru političku situaciju.
It cannot wait until we are properly situated.
To ne može da čeka dok mi ne postanemo dobro situirani.
We have to surrender now.
Treba se sad predamo.
Can't wait.
Ne može da čeka.
This is some practical application.
To je jedno praktično iskustvo.
Once there was a GBC meeting, and the GBC met without telling Prabhupada about their agenda and so on. Agenda, the schedule.
Aha, yeah.
What they were talking about.
O rasporedu svojih aktivnosti.
And Prabhupada, he wrote a very heavy letter to his disciples. He said, your meetings and material formulas will not help you. We have to become mad for Krishna.
Moramo da poludimo za Krishna.
Luti for Krishna, yes. So, this is a very important process, a point in our line, this uncompromising attitude. When Prabhupada first came to America, his disciples told him, please do not talk here about no illicit sex.
Kada je prvi put stigao u Ameriku, onda su mučnici rekli, molim te, nemoj ovdje da govoriš o nezakonitom seksu.
The Americans can't hear this.
Amerikanci to ne mogu da slušaju.
This is too much strogost.
To je prevelika strogost.
Prabhupada said, I cannot change the philosophy to suit the Americans.
Prabhupada je rekao, ne mogu ja da prilagođavam filozofiju Amerikancima.
No. I can guarantee you, if we would not have this principle,
mogu da vam garantujem da ukoliko ne bi stavio taj princip,
we would be very famous.
Mi bi veoma slavni.
I think even the Orthodox Church would become our followers.
Čak i ortodoksna crkva postala naš sledbenik.
This is a great reason why people object to Krishna consciousness. So, Prabhupada at that time was still in the Grihastha ashram. And many times his god brothers wanted him to join fully the preaching mission. But he really first wanted to fulfill his responsibilities in the household ashram.
Ali on je prvo želeo da sve svoje dužnosti u vezi njegovog domaćinstva izvrši.
Once he found the Gaudiya Math a temple in Bombay and he rented it to them. That's the Scott brothers. Yes.
He went to Bombay temple.
He went to Bombay and he found them at a building which he rented for them.
Napute otišao u Bombaj i tamo je pronašao svoje kotradere koji su živjeli u kući koji on iznajmio za njih.
And they immediately wanted to make Prabhupada the temple president.
I oni su odmah želeli da Srila Prabhupada postane temple president.
But Srila Prabhupada said, no, it's not yet time.
Ali Srila Prabhupada rekao, ne, sada nije vreme.
And then they were protesting and writing to Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. He's so qualified. Tell him to become the temple
president.
But Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, no, he will do a great thing in due time.
It's
not yet time. Now, Srila Prabhupada had, well, I want to tell you something very funny. He was accompanying his god brothers often when they preached. And once one of his god brothers he said, our Guru Maharaj only ate tulsi leaves in the forest for 6 years.
I onda je jedan od njegovih kompanjona rekao da je naš Guru Maharaj jeo 6 godina tulasi lišće u šumu.
Please give us a donation.
Molim vas, dajte nam donaciju.
And Prabhupada was laughing.
Prabhupada se nasmeje na to.
How they collected Lakshmi.
Na to kako oni skupili Lakshmi.
He had very little association with Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Once when he was when Srila Prabhupada was on a business journey, he interrupted the journey to meet Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur at the Radhakund in Vrindavan. And Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur at that time felt a little frustrated with his disciples because they were quarreling so much amongst themselves. So he was walking with Srila Prabhupada on the Radhakund. He presented a jacket to his son Vrindavan. And he said to Prabhupada very confidentially, there will be fire in my institution. I would personally prefer to sell all the marble of my temples. And invested in printing and distributing books. He said, whenever you get money, use it to print and distribute books. See, when there are many when new devotees come together, they will almost always quarrel. You can look in our Brahmachari or Brahmacharini ashram. There are these different natures, and only when you come on the level of Krishna consciousness you can harmonize. But young devotees are sometimes a little bit self-centered. And when they live together in one place, there are sometimes politics and quarrel. This pains the spiritual master very much in the heart.
to nanosi veliku bol duhovnom učitelju u srcu.
This is the one thing which gives him the most pain, to see how his disciples are quarreling. So Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur said, I don't want all these big temples. Better books are just going out to elevate the fallen souls.
I Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati je rekao, ne želim dignuti velike hramove, molim da se dele knjige i da se na taj način uslovine duše uzdignu.
This was the very confidential instruction he gave to Srila Bhakti Prabhupada.
I to je veoma intimna i poverljiva instrukcija koju je Bhaktisiddhanta dao Srila Prabhupada.
And you can see how he actually kept this instruction in the heart.
Možete vidjeti kako je on u stvari održao tu instrukciju u srcu.
Once Sri Vishnupad came to Srila Prabhupada and gave him the newly published books. And then Srila Prabhupada received the books, he told him, you are the dearest grandson of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. Because this mission of book publishing and book distribution, it is very, very dear to Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur. You follow, this is, here we can learn a lot. And that is that one takes the order of the spiritual master and fulfills it. And Srila Prabhupada did this in grand style. Now I want to come to the close. When Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur was in Puri, Prabhupada felt the strong urgency to come out of his Grihastha ashram and do something to really serve his spiritual master.
I sad sve dođem do kraja danas, kada je Srila Prabhupada,
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur.
Kada je Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati bio u Puriju.
Puriju means at the river, no sorry, at the ocean side.
Kada je bio u blizini okeana, onda je izvršio veliki snažan uticaj na Srila Prabhupada da napusti svoj porodični život.
So he wrote in the letter, you have many disciples, I am one of them, but I am not a sannyasi, so how can I serve you better? Two weeks later, the reply came. This reply came also 2 weeks before Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur left the planet. And I have written down how the reply came. Please hear it. I am fully confident that you can explain in English our thoughts and arguments to the people not conversant with the languages of the other members. This will do much good to yourself as well as to your audience. I have every hope that you can turn yourself into a very good English preacher. If you serve the mission to bring to the world the noble impression of Lord Chaitanya's teachings.
Ako doneseš ljudima tu poruku, tu uzvišenu poruku učenja gospodina Čaitanje.
So, this was more or less a confirmation of the first instruction. There were no great details given. This is when you get an instruction of the spiritual master, he gives you the direct, he gives you an order, but he wants you to work on it and fulfill it.
To je teda, Duch Učitelj daje instrukciju, ono daje instrukciju u globalu, a vi se trebate da radite na tome da ishodite.
Prabhupada told me, for instance, I should preach in Germany. He didn't say how exactly.
Nije rekao tačno kako.
But he expects all his disciples to use their brain.
Nego je očekivao od svih svojih učenika da koriste svoj mozak.
If you do that, then the order of the spiritual master will give you a lot of life and energy.
I ukoliko to radite, onda će vam instrukcija duhovnog učitelja dati mnogo života i snage.
So we can actually learn from our from this that Srila Prabhupada showed how he was so serious in following that order.
I Srila Prabhupada je sa istog primjera možemo shvatiti kako Srila Prabhupada bio veoma ozbiljan u sređenju te instrukcije.
He did not meet his spiritual master very often.
Nije sretao svog duhovnog učitelja veoma često.
But a few times were enough.
Ali samo nekoliko trenutaka je bilo dovoljno.
He understood and he acted.
On je razumio i djelovao po tome.
Very nice.
Jako lepo.
So I want to end here. Thank you very much for hearing. This evening actually, we will hear how Prabhupada finally, how Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasvati Thakur appeared to Srila Prabhupada.
Onda ćemo čuti večeras kako je Srila Bhaktisiddhanta se pojavio Srila Prabhupada.
Although he had already left the planet.
Iako je već napustio planetu.
And we will hear of many interesting events which lead up to Prabhupada finally going on the Jaladuta, on that ship, to cross the Atlantic Ocean and come to the shores of America.
I tu će biti mnogi interesantni događaji, sve do trenutka kada je Srila Prabhupada se ukrcao na Jaladutu i kada je stigao do obale Amerike.
Good. Do you have any questions so far? Your father is a professor, I think, isn't it?
Yes, but it's a professor.
Good. Yes, sorry.
Sa duhovnim učiteljem ili sa čistim
bhaktom?
But how to associate and not make offense? And if you can say something about your personal association with Srila Prabhupada and how you showed this desire to satisfy him.
How not to make offenses?
Yeah. How not to make offenses?
The offenses against the pure devotee are born from one mentality which has to be given up if we do not want to make offenses.
Uvrede čistim bhaktama dolaze od jednog mentaliteta koji treba da se napusti ukoliko ne želimo da činimo.
It is pride.
To je ponos.
This pride can sometimes delude us so much that we do not come in a humble attitude before our spiritual master.
Taj ponos nas može toliko ponekad zbuniti da ne priđemo svom duhovnom učitelju na ponizan način.
Now you have asked about how in my life I personally try to manifest my desire to serve him.
Pitala si kako sam ja u sopstvenom životu pokušao da pokažem taj odnos da želim da bi služim.
When I first met Prabhupada, it was in London, and Srila Prabhupada stayed, I believe, 1 or 2 weeks in our temple in the Bury place. And I remember I was standing before the temple one time, and all of a sudden I saw Srila Prabhupada looking out of the window.
I sjećam se da sam stajao van templa i vidio sam Srila Prabhupada kako gleda kroz prozor.
And I looked in his face and I saw there was great compassion for the fallen souls. This is how I interpreted it.
Kada sam pogledao u njegovo lice, vidio sam da je pun samilosti za uspomene pale duše i kako sam ja to shvatio.
So then I thought, oh, let me help Prabhupada by doing Sankirtan. And we went with back to Godhead magazines and distributed them. Now next morning, I stood again at the temple and I was determined to do Sankirtan.
Sljedećeg jutra sam ustao i bio sam odlučen da radim Sankirtan.
And Prabhupada appeared again on the window.
I Srila Prabhupada se ponovno pojavio na prozoru.
And he nodded to me.
Nodded?
Yes.
I Srila Prabhupada je ovako kazao.
Like confirming that I was doing the right thing.
Prabhupada je dopravo da radim pravu stvar.
That was one time. And then Prabhupada came with the airplane to Amsterdam.
To je bilo prvi put. A drugi put, kada je Srila Prabhupada...
And I was very enthusiastic to carry Prabhupada's luggage. You know, he had these big books for translation in the luggage.
It's
his tape recorder. And all the tape recorder, yeah, for translation.
Yeah, I have this cassettophone.
Cassettophone, yes. Now, I remember all the others went, where was Prabhupada when he came from the airport in the hall. But Krishna gave me the intelligence to somehow go to where the luggage was coming. Then I carried this huge monster suitcase with all the things for translation there and there. It was so heavy, I was almost dying. And then I went into the VW, where Prabhupada was also, and I went into and sat with all the sannyasis.
I onda sam ušao u Volkswagen, su bili da bio Srila Prabhupada i ostali sanjaci.
It was like a bus.
Bio je kao jedan autobus.
And then Prabhupada came.
I onda došao Srila Prabhupada.
And he sat next to the driver.
I onda je seo pored vozača.
And the sanjasis wanted to throw me out.
I ti sanjasi su želi da me izbaci
napolje. But I was just taking the suitcase. And they couldn't throw me out without making a huge noise. And because Prabhupada was there, they didn't want to do it. So they said, Moshe. So then I was driving this Prabhupada to the temple. And I remember I was so much fascinated by Prabhupada that I looked all the time in this mirror on the side. You know, like and Prabhupada looked into the mirror and made like sorry, then I looked somewhere else, you know. And then the last thing is, when Prabhupada came to Schloss Rettershof, that is in Germany, we did a long kirtan, and Prabhupada was very pleased. He called all of us into his room.
I onda jedan put u Nemačkoj, kada smo napravili veliki kirtan, sve papir bi jako zadovoljeno pozvali sve u njegovu sobu.
And then he said, then he gave a little talk, he said, I was never lazy in serving my spiritual master.
Onda je obježio jedan kratko govor i rekao je da nikad nisam bio lenj u služenju mog duhovnog učitelja.
I was not like the servants in Calcutta who go during the day in the Dalhousie Park, sleep, and then in the evening they come back, and when their master asks them what they did, they say, oh, we were busy all day.
Nisam bio kao što su ti sluge iz Calcutta, kada bi otišli na podavno u Dalhousie Park, tamo bi spavali, a onda kad bi se vratili nazad, kad bi ih gospoda, taj vlasnik pitao, šta ste radili danas? Oh, danas smo tako mnogo radili.
So I said, okay, no more rest during the day. So next day I was extremely tired because I had done service till late in the night. And I remember I put my alarm clock on 7.5 minutes.
Yes.
I was translating, my service was translating, we had a lower desk and I just slept, you know, next to the desk. Then when I was asleep, I was all of a sudden awakened because all the other translators, we had 4 translators in the room, had just thrown themselves on the floor in a long dandavat.
Ja sam se probudio u trenutku kada su ostala trojica prevodioca su se bacili na pod u dandavat.
And I was looking from my table and there was Prabhupada in the room.
Ja sam pogledao ovako i da sam pozdušio na pravo do sobi.
He had come to inspect the translation.
Došao je da vidi što se dešava sa prevođenjem.
And you know, I thought, oh, it's better to die immediately now. Because he had said, you know. And I hope Prabhupada would not see me, so I continued to hide under the table. You know, I was sleeping next to the table. So I was lying there, and I just hope, oh, hopefully he doesn't look at me.
Okay.
And I wanted to say, Prabhupada, it's only 7.5 minutes. But then he saw me. And he gave me a big smile. Then I, you know, I went up and I said, I was so finished. This shock is so big, it's still in my veins, in my genetic coding. I'm still afraid that I do something foolish and then Prabhupada will see it. Maybe it's good. Because I have so much temperament.
I
need some. Okay. So, anyone else, or I think the subject matter is more or less clear, it's just explanations. Let us just get the spirit from Prabhupada's own approach to his spiritual master, and then try to apply it in our own lives.
Hajde probamo da uzmemo primjer od Srila Prabhupada, kako on piše o svom duhovnom učitelju, na taj način to isto primjer na našim sopstvenim životima.
Yeah. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, visi Gaur Nitai ki jai, Gaur Premanandi
jai,
Srila Prabhupada ki jai,
jai.